Hello and welcome to the Push versus Jumper spoiler cast and review. This is part two. If you joined us last week, you got to hear us review the movie Jumper, a film featuring Hayden Christensen being what is basically described as a violent incel being hunted by Samuel L. Jackson, and nothing is developed. This week, however, we're watching the very different aimed at male adolescents featuring very young adult male movie star Push, which features Chris Evans of Scott Pilgrim and Captain America fame. We have with us the usual hosts. We have Bob.
I really didn't think Push meant that.
Dr. Agro.
Ooh, baby, baby.
And Chris Wolfhart.
Man being held hostage by PS3 games.
And I'm your host, Dan Video Games. I'm very excited to talk about this film. These two could not be better counterpoints to each other as products, as art, as anything. And frankly, I think the movie Jumper was one of those Hollywood situations where maybe Push was in development for a little bit longer. And they're like, yeah, they're making this superpower movie over here. We got to rush this one. Get it out.
Yeah, seems like two of those scripts floating around kind of deals.
If you've never watched any of our spoiler casts and reviews before, what happens is at the beginning, we say a couple sentences expressing how we feel about the film, followed by a guttural sound that you need to decipher. After each of us is done doing that, we then bring up a lot of things about the plot, the visual effects, etc., our feelings on the film, some things we felt like it could improve in, etc., etc. And then at the very end, when we're done saying all the words in our mouth, we do a summary review, just a couple of sentences, a few sentences, and a number out of 10, so you get that delicious score, so you can figure out how good the movie from 2009, Push, is. So let's get to it. We're going to start with Bob.
Push, a lot like Jumper, really surprised me. It is almost nothing like what I expected, especially after watching Jumper. This seems to be a movie. I'm going to give it a... Oh, all right.
Dr. Agro.
Push is a film that more than anything else really goes to the outer limits of almost.
Chris Wolfhart.
This is a movie. We used to make those until we decided that we should only make superhero movies, which are not real movies, for the record. But yeah, I'm like, whoa.
Imagine you had a time machine to go back in time to eat your favorite cereal when it was still good. That's kind of how a Push feels. It feels like traveling back in time to see a film that was still made from film instead of a film that's made of wood pulp. It's really astonishing experiencing how this feels like a thing people considered and casted and locations were thought through and it was filmed, which makes it a very different movie from Jumper. However, if I were to give you my score now, that would change the future. So I must end with a... Yo, that sure happened three times in that movie.
Yeah, it was kind of a really strong writing crush they had there.
They're like, ah, fuck. And then he says, if you kill me this time, it'll also ruin the future. It's like, yeah, but if I get in my car 1 minute from now, I could have a car wreck too. That's not a valid way to live, man. Yeah, it is really crazy seeing that this movie is so heavily set, seemingly in Hong Kong.
Yeah, I didn't think this whole thing would be in Hong Kong.
And the casting is, too. Like, that's real nuts.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get to it immediately, because if this doesn't show up in this, I'm going to scream. And anyone who's in the Gigaboos fan Discord, you guys have had stickers for this for a while. The bleeders, which are the guys who scream so loud they explode glass and blow open doors, are the funniest part of this film.
Yes.
Unbelievably hilarious. I love the actors and the energy they brought to it.
Yeah, I have to imagine that was the funniest casting you had to do for all movies for a while.
You genuinely imagine they're just like, well, we don't speak a lot of English. And it's like, no, that's cool. Just scream.
Yeah, you just need a really good scream face.
And they're like, oh, we got that.
And then they enhanced it.
They sure did. just like they enhanced the not gun that was there into a totally real gun that Chris Evans is moving with his mind.
Yep. That gun was definitely modeled by someone who had heard of a Sig Sauer before.
I genuinely think it's funny that the special effects in this, largely, the special effects that aren't practicals in this are largely for things that aren't even insane.
Mm-hmm.
Jumper has a man jump a car through a window to crash into another thing.
Right.
This has a gun float in air in front of a guy. It's like, yo, we have string. You can get a green stick, my man. What were you fucking thinking?
As bad as all those sequences looked, I thought they were way too fun. Like,
oh, that's fucking hilarious. It's like when you watch the Mummy films from the 90s or aughts, and you just see the sand face.
Mm-hmm.
There's no world in which you're like, oh, that face is so spooky. No, you spent the whole scene being like, that's fucking hilarious, man.
I really want to see more action scenes made like this where it's like, it's not even more effective for him to have them floating next to him. Mm-hmm. He's just, he holding them would have worked just fine.
In fact, he might arguably be worse at aiming it because it's across the room.
Right?
Like, they're both hiding behind pillars, floating their guns at each other. I'm like, you both have telekinesis and guns. This is the stupidest way to do this.
Yes! You both have telekinesis and guns and not functional brains.
Like, he keeps floating it over and firing the thing. And in my brain, I go, oh, no. Oh, no. We're going to do that thing that movies only do when they need to create suspense, where the gun's not going to lock open on an empty magazine for no reason.
Yep. It's really amazing. He's like, I'm going to use my telekinesis to levitate this gun to shoot him around this pillar. And I'm like, hey, you know what else could work better? Even a curtain. Slam a curtain, like drapes, into this man and hit him to the floor. And then unload bullets into the curtain.
I feel like if you have telekinesis, you might be able to just, like, wanted the bullet around that pillar.
Is he strong enough, though?
Our main character is supposed to not be good at telekinesis. Like, they go over that of, like, oh, I haven't trained with it that much. But the other guy is, like, a trained killer
that
with
telekinesis.
That dude's
a Chad. It's ridiculous. I've never seen, I feel like it's been a long time since I've seen a film where it's, like, your main character has a superpower. He is not anywhere near as good with that as the bad guy.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's what they tell you. But like, he's like, oh, I haven't practiced anymore. But he's going toe to toe with like this trained government assassin with the same superpower. And I'm like, OK, either telekinesis is really fucking easy to pick up, or this guy is like a super Chad gifted genius at it and just never put forth any effort before.
That does strike me as Chris Evans' character in this, because he spends his life, you know, just doing petty gambling. He's running away from government agents that are trying to kill him because, well, they're trying to kidnap him or kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Then they finally catch up and they're like, ah, we're not interested in you. We're interested in the convoluted plot line of this film.
Yes.
He's like, convoluted plot line? What's that about? And then she shows up. She's like, what's up? Do you want to go on a treasure hunt? And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about, kid?
I want to push 2 so bad because I need them to be like, it needs to become a Gundam sort of sequence where the guns are their bits they have flying around. Like,
oh, yeah,
their
funnels. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be real good. Unfortunately, it's been 15 years. I don't think...
Yeah, it's probably out of the cards anymore.
No, it's fine.
No, we can do it. It'll be like Boondock Saints 2, where like they've just been in another country the whole time.
I feel like Dakota Fanning is a little bit busy with other projects at the moment.
Is she?
Probably.
I don't know. I watched this movie and I was like, wait, I think I know Dakota Fanning from something. Wasn't that Madam Web? No, Dan, that was Dakota Johnson or whatever. And I'm like, oh.
Something went off in my brain and I don't know why, but I'm like, I'm trying to remember what the main female character Push looks like. It's like, yeah, was it Dakota Johnson? It's like, no, it wasn't. Why do you think that?
And then I realized, oh, right. I experienced Dakota Fanning acting just last year in My Neighbor Totoro. because when Disney dubbed it, they used her because she was a child actor on like Kim Possible and stuff.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
Real weird. Real weird to be like, oh, in this film, she's like good at acting. She's better at acting than like anyone in Jumper except for Sam Jackson, who has nothing to work with anyway.
Right? Yeah, it sure was great coming to this and being like, oh man, actors, they're acting.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Very different vibes off of these movies, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Push.
They maybe couldn't be more different.
They really couldn't. This was such a genius podcast series to start and then execute immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are so bizarrely different, despite being made only 1 year apart. Normally, to get this sort of contrast, you would need them, or actually, no, they're the same calendar year. You would need them to be further apart. No, okay, Jumper is 2008. And weirdly enough, the later one is the one that's less like current movie slop.
Mm-hmm.
Jumper is a lot more like current movie slop with all the CG backgrounds, all of the really terrible special effects instead of good choreography, all of the completely half-baked lore.
Yeah.
Jumper's real rough about that. Whereas this, it's like, here's the simple idea. Here's the twist. And when you hear the twist, it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And something I really appreciated, all of these guys who have superpowers also know what a gun is. Something no one in Jumper could figure out.
That helped me a lot. That helped me a lot with this.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they had had a little bit of restraint on how many superpowers with titles.
Yes, it does get insane.
You're allowed to have because you
so
have
funny.
You have pushers, movers, sniffers, watchers, bleeders, wipers, and shadows.
And if you're listening to this and you think he's making this up, no. They all have different powers. Guess which one is the telekinetic one?
As soon as they started listing like all these names, I pulled out my phone. I'm like, oh god, when did Brandon Sanderson write Mistborn? 2006. Okay.
I was like, oh god, when did nine hours, nine persons, nine doors come out?
I love that this universe has like answers for a lot of the questions that it raises, like, why do these people have superpowers? Oh, Nazi scientists made them. Who are these guys that are hunting them? The actual fucking government.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that sure helps. God, now I have to fucking watch Chronicle. This sucks.
And there's like the different governments have different people after them. So it doesn't just feel like, oh, there's just one Templar agency or whatever. What's happening in Jumper?
Yeah, I genuinely... what is in Chronicle? I don't know.
Stuff.
Is that stuff the one things? Where they drink the tea because...
What?
In my head, it became the end of Ruby where she drinks some sort of tea that kills her.
You know, I really didn't... I expected the power the movie was named after... to be the main character's power.
Right, exactly. Who wouldn't?
It's a misdirect.
Yeah. He pushes things.
Except, no, you just move them, and pushing is mind control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like pushing a download out to, you know, your smartphones.
Like, it starts off very narrowly defined and interesting, and then by the end of the movie, it's just dominate person.
Yeah. But that's... I feel like that's mostly because of the main girl has the super pusher power.
Mm.
Wait a second. Remember Me came out 4 years after this.
Yeah, it did.
The game.
Mm-hmm. They had no ideas. What's new?
That's really good. That's funny as shit, man.
Yeah.
This movie has a really good like villain who isn't even helping himself. Like, I really like the part where one of his minions is like, no, I can still help. And he just instantly makes him kill himself. He doesn't make him go home. Like, he has dominate person. He could do either.
Right.
It's like, how did that help you?
I think he hates that
it
guy.
Didn't.
I think he just genuinely had a pre-existing hatred of that guy that had nothing to do with his work performance.
I mean, there could be that. There could be the off chance that he had more things pushed into his head that would later make him a danger in general.
Oh, yeah.
So even if he told her to go home, then it wouldn't be able to get that out.
He didn't kill him until he refused to leave. Like, he was like, no, I can still help. Keep me on.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seems like you're a government agent?
Put yourself in his shoes. That dude was overly insistent on still helping. He could have had sleeper agent shit in him mentally.
Right.
Because the only way he could fuck things up is by coming along in the mission, so he's very insistent on it. Either way, I don't know. I just took that guy as a complete asshole and did not like that other dude and possibly considered him an actual risk. Possibly, maybe.
Right.
I don't even think he needed to make that psychotic decision to be like, you should kill yourself. It's weird how low-tier God is a power in fucking Bush.
It is.
I like how it seemingly is just dominate person, but they still have to collect. No, shoot yourself. No, don't worry. You took the bullets out of your gun, so you should put it in your mouth and pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part's where it's really interesting. Like, yeah, that guy murdered your brother, and she has to gamble on the fact that he would just walk out and shoot him based on that information alone.
I had a moment while watching that exact part where it's like, wait, did Jujutsu Kaisen steal this? Because there is a moment in that show where people are convinced that someone else is their brother.
Oh, God, that.
Oh really?
Oh my God. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember.
That's really good.
Yeah, I was like, okay, weird. I could see that guy who wrote the Jujutsu Kaisen watching Push, though.
And thinking it's cool.
Yes.
Because he's right.
I do love how they sent these two guys out to track down this woman specifically, knowing what she's capable of, knowing they don't know the extent of what she is now capable of post-super drug, and took absolutely zero precautions against her doing the exact thing she did.
Yeah.
Yep. It worked out for a bit there.
It did. It seems like they have some stipulation if she has to look them in the eye.
Yeah, that's how they dominate, through locking eyes. Just like real women.
Oh, no. You'd think that they would blindfold her or any number of things, but no. Nothing.
No. No, it's fine.
Thank God for American toilet stalls having huge gaps in them.
Yeah, that's true. Wait, were they even in America at that moment? They were supposed to be in Hong Kong. Well, I guess I'm going to take a trip to Hong Kong and spend a weird amount of time looking at toilets. Just be like,
sorry, I forgot they were in Hong Kong because there's no reason for this movie to be in Hong Kong.
Tax benefits.
It's like, oh no, I'm in trouble. Don't worry. I know several people. I know all of the non-Chinese people in Hong Kong.
I know. That was really fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it started to feel like the in club of the China Illinois brother thing where the white guys keep saying, calling each other brother and getting favors. It's like, our dude's supposed to be a down on us, like, petty gambling motherfucker. How does he know this, Chad? What? And then everyone knows everyone.
Look, they only got 90 minutes.
I do love that the movie's like, man, look, don't you love Coney Island in America? I love America when we were at America.
Let me prove to you that we were both at Coney Island with this terrible Photoshop of us at Coney Island.
Wow. I don't remember that.
Better kill my boss.
I mean, most Americans, I don't know, that might be enough.
I mean, I think the real problem is he tried to push in the thought that no one's ever been to Coney Island. And that ruined it.
I know. He's like, man, I better fucking hedge this bet hard. You know, I'm sitting here looking at the 4K Blu-ray. And it's you know, the usual 4K Blu-ray stuff. It's like wider color spectrum, immersive audio, high dynamic range. And then it says 4K resolution, 4 times sharper than HD. Do you think we could sue and actually win on some of these movies that aren't made on film? Because I saw Jumper and this.
Uh-huh.
This is a sharp film in 4K.
Right.
So I wouldn't win against this film. But you know there's a 4K Blu-ray out there that's like, it's 4 times sharper, believe me.
Yeah, just to get the new Aliens Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah. I mean, literally two of these bullets would be fundamentally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one would be debatable. Hell yeah. Let's start our class action lawsuits against bullshit conversions of movies. We should win this. I'm going to make billions. I'm going to make more than Netflix.
I made a dollar.
Yes. Yes. If I go to cookout, this dollar could buy me 3 pounds of food. Yeah, I don't know. It's really weird because you get the energy that like everyone in this movie is really trying. Like, mm-hmm. this movie is a weird... Yeah. This movie is more similar in my brain to Ocean's 11 than it is Jumper.
Mm-hmm.
It hits a lot of that energy at the end.
That is how it feels. I did start thinking, like, this movie's cast is bloating.
Oh, uh-huh. It's huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, we're introducing more and more people? What?
Yeah, people you think are one-off, too, are like, no, we need to get her back.
And yet, weirdly enough, in Jumper, they only have, like, 5 characters. Weird guy who got angry at bar,
like
love
four.
Interest, main character, dad, and Sam Jackson. And you could argue mom, but come on now. Mom's just there for the ending. So, yeah, 5. Meanwhile, here, there are at least, like, there are, what, 4 on the box art? There are like 9 in the movie at minimum who are main characters. Like the bleeders.
Yeah. Like the whole...
What is up with their power?
They yell. It's really scary.
It's the funniest shit I've ever goddamn
like,
seen.
Is it supposed to be Sonic? Or do they just vibrate things? Why? Sometimes the glass blows up and sometimes the fish blow up.
Yeah, they scream loud and it vibrates, and they vibrated hard enough for the fish to explode. But the important thing is that they could also, I guess, move a lot of wind because they also blew open that door. And merely vibrating the door wouldn't do what happened in that scene.
Why are they called bleeder?
Because that's fucking great.
Because they, I guess that's not like a power name. That's like a triad role name.
Oh, I mean, it definitely comes off more as that, but I'm pretty sure that was the name of that sort of psychic ability.
Maybe because they shake the cells, it causes people to bleed or fishes to explode.
Which is what I figured it would do, but that only happens to fish.
Yeah.
Well, when they showed his back, it was really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it had mass bruising all over, like all his blood vessels had burst.
Oh, wow.
And
crazy.
The lady, the Stitcher,
yes,
oh my
who
God,
magically heals people.
We forgot about Stitcher.
She does say he's just gonna fucking die if I don't fix him. So maybe it did just like burst all his blood vessels and he was going to die of internal bleeding if not for her.
You know, maybe this movie would have done well if like Chris Evans was much more famous by then, or we had anyone else to stick on this poster that's like a huge talent. Because I feel like there was not a ton of star power behind the guy who is the Human Torch in fucking Fantastic Four.
No, like, that's why Push 2 came out.
It would do gangbusters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would be a superhero again, and everyone would love him.
If I were at the studio that had the rights to Push, I would be moving heaven and earth in order to get a Push 2 made right now. Because no matter what that movie was, if you marketed it enough, you would make more than your money you spent easily.
Right? Because you're like, we have the X-Men now. You don't need to wait for a Marvel to use the X-Men. We got them.
And we have new powers, like Pisser. Oh, so like their pee is like fast, I assume, and it can cut people like one of those hydraulic cutting things. It's like, no, the Pisser kills their sense of smell. What? So the sniffers don't work. What? That does... What? What? Because, of course, these names, you know, they don't fully... The Push being a mind-dominate thing is like, okay, you're pushing an update to their brain. I still don't get this name. You're pushing images into their brain.
And then you have other people who mess with the brain. Like, you couldn't limit it to one mental power in your movie?
No.
There you go. The Pisser would just brain damage them. He doesn't have it. They don't have any useful powers that aren't just like, oh, can you manipulate their mind? Yeah, in as much as you sticking a magnet on a hard drive manipulates it. I surely did come into this expecting it to be Jumper tier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In fact, in the beginning of the movie, when like they're about to bust in on the dad, and you know, he tells his son to run, and he says, you know, don't make any decisions, a watcher can track. I'm like, that's an interesting sentence. Then I see the kid, like, because before the dad had looked at the woman's watch, and I guess that's how he clocked she was division. But then like the kid is looking at the guy's watch, and I'm like, okay, is this like a special society of people who wear fancy watches? This is gonna be fucking stupid.
Yeah, I was also worried near the beginning when, like, we're going to go over all these powers and, like, list them off like that. I'm like, okay, this might not be going well.
I'm
going
to be honest. That brief intro of him as a kid ends, and I'm there with aggro. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this is going to be stupid. Then we get the intro montage of Chris Evans living in Hong Kong, and I'm like, wait, this is a film. This isn't Jumper at all. What the hell?
Yeah, we have a lot of montages to get things done.
And are effectively filmed and edited.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of sus choices, but they mostly come along once in a while instead of nonstop. And the sus choices aren't, you know, sure, we could just green screen them on top of the fucking Sphinx.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's this movie rapidly becomes a movie. There's momentum, there's stuff happening, there are things that are cool. Like, I immediately started rooting for this movie to be good. And the whole time I kept thinking about how his dad was like, one day a girl's going to give you a flower and you need to help her. And I'm like, you just told this kid, like, until that point, you will never receive like a flower. No one will ever hand you a flower.
And the way they explain, like, oh, watchers are not, like, they're not omnipotent. All the future sight is, like, extremely subjective. It's like, how? What?
Well, she's the best one.
Yeah, hers is literally God.
Yeah. Like, I love that they don't even show you, at least I don't think, I don't know if I looked away, if anybody caught it. In the scene before Kira escapes the division's facility, that glass marble that's like rolling down the hallway to just keep that door open, like it just rolls into frame. Like they don't really cover where it comes from.
I think her mother or whoever dropped it. I think that other person down the hall just drops it out of their hand before the event even starts happening, with her seizing and then recovering and then breaking out.
Did they show somebody dropping it?
Yeah, I think it rolls out of her hand at the very beginning of that whole sequence. She honestly doesn't even look like she's at the same end of the hospital, because, you know, a lot of that shot is just moving the camera all the way over to that room and following this marble and shit. Which, damn, that's huge. I mean, I even made the joke of, why'd they let her carry that? Because remember, that she had just come out of some other room, and she's, this other person is being held closely by guards. And I'm like, so where did she hide this giant glass orb the entire time she's in this fucking room closely guarded? This makes no fucking sense. A really weird part.
Yeah.
Because that was never answered. Like,
right. That's one of those things like, oh yeah, you aren't thinking about the by the end of the movie.
Is the doctor like sitting there like, where's my decorative glass orb I keep in my office? What the fuck do you mean it's crushed to that door? I'm so pissed. Yeah, that's a level of, like, ridiculousness when it comes to future sight. That's like, okay, you travel the path of God. It's like Donnie Darko, you know, only he can walk the path of God. Except for, really, Jumper's more like that, because Sam Jackson is pissed that, you know, they are pretending they are traveling the path of God and they are not worthy.
God damn it.
I'm glad the organization didn't have a name like Paladins.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad that didn't have a weird, like, we're a cult. How do you work? We're a cult. How do you work? We have a cool name that sounds like something that would show up in Assassin's Creed.
Okay, do you have more than that? No.
No, absolutely. No. God, no.
That's hard.
God. Do you have more than four characters? No. Do you have an arc more than you can't do this really big power thing and then you can't? No, sir.
But then he did that really big power thing, and that was crazy, right?
No.
I know. That's the funniest part.
It kind of made me insane how they frame the opening frames, like the journey of this movie, as so much like more world changing than it is.
Yes.
Because it's like, you're going to make everything better with that girl. And it's like, oh, we stole some money and maybe something will happen later.
This changes everything.
It's like, oh, so this was the opening of the movie you're never going to get to actually make.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I think this bit of podcast has extended well past its due.
It's only been 2 weeks.
It's time to wrap this up. Does anyone have any last anecdotes before we do our summary reviews?
I came away from the bleeders from the Pop family with the unshakable feeling that these two would have been really good Teen Titans animated series villains.
That is really how they feel, like that exactly.
Yeah. I feel like even if you pulled it out to the rest of that organization, like their sister, she would fit into that same dynamic.
Well, it's time for our summary reviews. This is going to be a few sentences followed up by a score out of 10, at the end of which you can average together and add up and do anything you want with it. Listener, we're going to go ahead and start with Chris Wolfhart.
This movie was pretty good. It was definitely higher than Jumper on the movie you watch while building a chair meter, which I feel like is the right metric for these kind of movies that nobody's ever heard of in human history. And in previous, when the world was correct, you might see on TNT on an afternoon, you just flip through the channel and you end up 20 minutes through Push, and you're like, oh, I kind of understand what's going on. I guess this is good enough. So I'm going to give it a 6. It is definitely above Jumper, but it would be better if it didn't have 85 characters in it. Like, maybe they should have kept it under a dozen.
Bob.
I enjoyed this way more than I thought I would. I think it's got a really neat universe, and I enjoyed a lot of the characters. So, I'm going to give it a 7, but it's like a really strong 7. Like, go watch Push. It's interesting. It's just a regular movie. We used to do that.
You just go to an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet, eat a big meal, come home, watch Push, go to sleep. Just have a normal day, bro.
Why not?
Aggro.
God bless this movie. It's trying.
yeah.
Like, a lot of the powers and the concepts are almost really cool. Some of the plots and the plans and the twists almost make complete sense, and they're almost really clever. A lot of the fights are almost really hype and cool. As Chris said, like, this is that movie, if I ever like was flipping through channels and saw it on TV, like, yeah, I'll watch the rest of it. I would never turn Push down. I can envision like somebody I went to high school with being like, oh yeah, Push is like my third favorite movie.
It is a coworker movie, to use modern vernacular.
So, you know, I with no malice, I would give Push like a 6.
I think watching Push was really important for me. I think it's important to know what a solid film that is made in earnest looks like anymore, because we're lost in an era of mass-produced bullshit content mill. Push isn't amazing. However, it is incredibly solid. They have a bunch of locations to film in, and that's the sort of thing you only start to notice when you've seen too many terrible Marvel films and Madam Web.
Right? They go to a little boat. Crazy.
They're at a construction house, like a construction building.
Yeah.
And it has all this stuff. I even get to bring up the part where she psychically dominates people so they form like a body shield around her, all holding guns. That was pretty funny. But yeah, it's really, really nice. I'm not going to say Push is an amazing film, but you actually should watch it, I feel like. I'm going to give Push a 7. It is exactly good. Not great, not amazing, not stellar. This is no John Wick, my friend. But Push, it's pretty good.
If you've ever skipped lunch and then had a single slice of nice white bread.
It's so sweet and soft. Well, that's going to bring our total amount of points to 26, giving this movie an average score of 6.5, beating out Jumper by 2 whole points.
Nice.
That's right. The winner this time is Push. How this measures up to other super-powered films, we may never know. But I would like to thank you for listening to this very short mini-series of the Jumper vs. Push Spoilercast.